Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Usually the crowd would not speak of justice, whether it is a predominantly European crowd or a predominantly African American crowd or a predominantly Hispanic crowd. You need to go with what's right, not with what's popular. In the religious world, you can't just see the sinners and then here's the righteous. What is just? If we need to give people bread, you don't say, well, the righteous can get the bread, but the sinners get none. If you're ministering to the community, you got to say, all that's standing in line is worthy of the bread.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Justice for All. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8.
Y'all ready for this? Are you ready for it? To do justice, you got to get a mentality. There's a doctrine as it relates to justice. A mentality as we move forward. No perfection, a mentality. Peter didn't get delivered until he came down off out of the trance downstairs and he started talking to Cornelius about the gospel. As he's speaking to them, the Holy Ghost fell on them. In other words, there's a group of people, they're so hungry for God. If we just start telling them about the goodness of Jesus, before they can go to the water to be baptized, they'll start speaking in tongues. Peter had his doctrine saying you had to repent, this is to the Jews now, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, then you'll be saved. But in Acts chapter 10, he was talking to them before baptism, and the Holy Ghost fell on them and they got saved. Did they get saved when the Holy Ghost fell on them or when they went to the water? You judge. If you say they got saved when the Holy Ghost fell on them, you can't preach the doctrine of baptism like it is a gate to salvation. If it's the seal of the Holy Ghost, that's when salvation occurs, then we baptize afterwards. You can't say baptism is the criteria. You think about it. You came out of those churches. You got to understand, get the truth. And I'm not saying truth revealed is the only truth. There are millions of people preaching what I'm preaching. But when you lock people into systems like that, you will bind them up. I've had people to call here and say, how do you all baptize? I say, well, we love everybody. I'm asking you, how do you baptize? I say, we love everybody. The identity of the saints is not who came in the water or what was pronounced over them when they got there. Is it Jesus only or is it Father, Son, and Holy? God didn't lock our salvation up in those statements of a preacher. If you confess with the Lord Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, you will be saved. He will fill you with his spirit. This is T.D. Jakes. If you have the love of God flowing in your heart, that's the identity that God changed your life. It is not whether you spoke in tongues, because you can speak in tongues and not speak to me. You won't even say hello to me. No, it's Merton.
Y'all still here?
Justice requires that everybody get treated right. Peter had to deal with his own prejudice. And later, Paul had to correct him. I saw you when you separated yourself from the Gentiles when your Jews came into the meeting. But you were wrong. You should have sat there and ate with them too. That's right. Glory to God. And there are times when we need to sit with the unsaved and the saved. I'm talking about people who don't even know God. Sit right there with them. Tell them about it. Eat a meal with them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We need to be held to the same standard. This is justice. Every person is treated according to the same standard, with the same respect. Please write it down. Regardless of class, with the same respect, regardless of class, regardless of race, regardless of creed, regardless of nationality or ethnicity. This is going to help you. Or gender. Or any other social category, we need to be able to treat people the same. I don't care what they appear, there's a dignity that we're going to give everybody. That's what believers should say. Whether you're saved or not, when you stand before me, I'm not going to look at you and, okay, you had an abortion, and I just start looking at you up and down. No, I'm going to treat you with equity because you're God's person. Y'all follow what I'm saying? You don't have to agree with folks' theology, but they should be treated with dignity. That's the justice message. Not no religious tone. Because we know Jesus, y'all are less than us. That's good. We need to do or act justly, love mercy. You know what mercy means? It means not giving us what we deserve. Not giving up. We're guilty, but you don't give me what I deserve. You hold back the judgment. That's mercy. And God does it. Actually, he has to do it because all of us will be wiped out. The Bible says he renews his mercy because of Christ every morning. You got a fresh measure of mercy. Enough for you to handle the day. Enough for you to get through your issues. Enough for you to survive it and get through. If we ever held people's sins against them, none of us could come to the house of God. The mercy is refreshed every what? Every morning. Every morning. You wake up and he kisses or salutes you with mercy. So love mercy. I say love mercy. All right, let's confess it. I love mercy. Right. Now we're speaking the end result. You got to say that. I love mercy. Say it. I love mercy. Glory to God. When you start saying it, you'll start loving mercy. When somebody does you wrong, show them mercy. You don't let them use you now. But what we're saying is you got to have a merciful heart. It'll relieve any stress. Believe me, I'm telling you what I know. To do justice, to love mercy, and to walk what? Humbly before the Lord. Thank you, God. Let's look at Exodus 23. Verse 2. Here's another passage for you to look at. NIV will look at it. Exodus chapter 23 and verse 2 and 3. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. And this is something that we can preach 21st century, right? When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not what? Pervert justice by siding with. If everybody's saying I don't see what's going on, you don't do what they do, you follow evidence. This is good for judges. This is good for attorneys who want to support the rich. You're gonna get them off. But you know they did wrong. Don't follow the crowd. This is going to mess you up, man. I got to say it, though. OJ. OJ. I love you. I love you. I like your Hertz commercial. I love to see you run through the airport with your briefcase, making it on time. I love the way you played with the Buffalo Bills. I think it was the Buffalo Bills. One of the greatest running backs ever. But I watched the entire trial. I did. Every day. Johnny Cochran say, if it don't fit, you must acquit. But what about the blood in the drain? What about the blood in the Bronco? I'm not just talking about if it don't fit. Now that sounds good. That's what the crowd want to hear. But what about the blood in your shower? Ron Goldman, yours, and Nicole's. Who put it there? You gonna tell me they got some syringes, showed up at your house, and dropped the 3 drops of blood in your shower just to frame you? Okay, watch the evidence. Notice when you're dealing with things like this to do justice in the court, you can't listen to crowds. Because I don't want to believe it either. But for the judge or those who are judging in the box, you must look at the evidence. I want to make that clear because many of us will go, I don't like it. I feel. But when you're dealing with justice, you got to deal with evidence. Thank you, Lord. Whether you believe it or not, I'm not here to put any blame on OJ. I'm using it as an example because I watched it. Many people, they're just framing it. They don't see things the way it should be seen. Before you make a judgment call, bring in an experience, precedent, wisdom, knowledge, and education before you make a decision. Don't just go with the crowd. Because you may find truth. And people don't go with it. They go with what's popular today. Man, this is so clear in Exodus 23 and 2. Do not follow the crowd. Usually the crowd would not speak of justice. Whether it is a predominantly European crowd or a predominantly African American crowd or a predominantly Hispanic crowd, you need to go with what's right, not with what's popular. Thank you. In the religious world, you can't just see the sinners and then here's the righteous. What is just? If we need to give people bread, you don't say, well, the righteous can get the bread, but the sinners get none. If you're ministering to the community, you got to say, all that's standing in line is worthy of the bread. Not just the ones who can pay for all of it. All of us need to eat, especially the children, especially the elderly, especially the ones that are orphaned, especially the widow. Who's speaking for them? Thank you, Lord. Ezra chapter 7 is another verse, verse 25. Please make sure you write that down, Exodus 23, verses 2 and 3. Now, Ezra chapter 7, verse 25. It's on the screen. It reads like this, and you, Ezra, who is a priest, in accordance with the wisdom of your God, which you possess, appoint magistrates and judges to administer justice to all the people of Trans-Euphrates, all who know the law of your God, and you are to teach any who do not know them. Notice, when it comes to judges and administrators or magistrates who have control over regions, you have to be at another level in terms of your knowledge of the law. Not just the law of the land, but you need a moral compass as you deal with these people. And if they don't know, your job, Ezra, you have the wisdom and the insight. You must teach them the rule and the regulation of the moral law, which is greater than what you see on the books that the Congress has put on the books. There is a moral compass that God wants us to have if we're going to administrate, or you're going to occupy thrones like an administrator or a magistrate or a judge. And Ezra was supposed to make sure that happens. I'm going to share some things with you because I believe you need to understand it. When you occupy certain thrones, if you become a supervisor and you got people underneath you, you're not supposed to do whatever you want to do with them. You got to move with justice if you're going to please God. You can't attack one because you don't like them and let everybody else go free. If you're a leader of a ministry in a church, you can't marginalize people. When they come in, you got to open up your borders to new people.
I'm preaching better than you saying amen.
You have to. You got to start thinking through the scripture and start working it. And if you're coming in, you can't bring in what you went through in your last church and expect us to minister to that so we can meet your need, but you ain't really trying to assimilate. You got to let the past go so we can move forward. We bring you in, but you can't bring that stuff in with you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm trying to make room for you, but you won't even say amen.
I like Ezra. This is powerful. He says, you already possess the wisdom of God. And with wisdom you should appoint, not with popularity. We shouldn't be selecting people for ministry because they just look good. Wisdom would say, go beyond skin. What is the heart? Thank you, Jesus. Where is the heart? Where is the heart? Where is the heart? Where is the heart of the person? Do they love God and can't stand people? You can't work in ministry if you can't stand people. It requires for you to start working with people. I just can't stand them. I can't even put my hand that way. I mean, dang. Man, I gotta do it this way. I can't stand them. No, you got to get yourself together. You got to step. Jesus loves them. You got to. Who's going to tell them? Jesus loves them. Who's going to tell them? There's a better way. Come on, Marvin Wyman. Thank you, Jesus. Write it down. Justice shapes our communities. Justice shapes our communities, our morals, and our government. Justice should shape the community, our morals, and our government. Write it down. There are three systems that we need to look at. Number one is the religious system. The second system is the political system that needs justice in it. The third one is the economic system. The political system is the system that should regulate and create values for all of them. In other words, Ezra, as a priest, was instructed that if you're going to hire anybody or appoint anybody as a magistrate or as a judge. In America, we vote on these things, but the president can appoint federal judges. Many people just think about their party, but whoever's in that office can appoint federal judges to sit on thrones. And the scripture's saying, if you appoint them, it shouldn't be whether they're liberal or whether they're conservative. You should look at a moral compass when it comes to judges. Y'all with me? Y'all not listening? Okay. When it comes to judges, there's a moral compass because they rule. The judge... You can present evidence to a judge. He can say, I don't believe it, and I'm gonna disannul whatever the jury said. The judge has the power to put what you said as a jury aside and go in a different direction. That's how much power and authority they have. You don't care about judges? And how they rule when they see an ethnicity they don't like stand before them? They see a young, okay, he got caught with marijuana, and you could give him the max, but what about showing mercy? Okay, because you got another ethnic group, they have the same issue, but you give them a pass. Don't even bring that to me. Work it out. We'll work that. I told my brother Eric, I said, I see sirens, man, and lights. Do not drive without license. He said, Bishop, I'm not going to do it. Next thing I know, wheel. What did you do, son? I was just going to the store. But what did I tell you, man? Guess what? Cheat, cheat, bam. A lady ran into Pastor Sabrina right on Babcock. She had no license and no insurance. When the cop showed up, he said, I'm going to give you a pass. This happened in this city. You know what we said? I didn't argue with him. I'm not going to argue with you. I see the system. You're not going to fight that as an individual. It has to be a group to say justice is not there. A group has to do it. Y'all follow what I'm saying? The man let her off and she was at fault in an accident. She didn't go to jail because he made a judgment call. You'll say that ain't fair. It's not, but this is the system that you're in. Right? I'm not preaching whether it was right or wrong. I want you to see it. That's why I want you to see it. So you can come out of this. Oh man, everybody, pull them up by the bootstraps. But you need to understand, when you're a judge or when you have authority, you can make decisions that affect masses. You need to have justice on your mind and mercy. There's some things young men are in jail for. They got stuff on their rap sheet when you could have allowed it to go and connected them with a church. Come and get in the car with me. I'm taking you to Bishop. Bishop, I'm giving him a pass, but y'all, if I catch him again, I'm going to send him up. That's the kind of stuff I want to work out with our police. And I need help. The Beatles said, help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please help me? Help me. Help me. Paul McCartney, 1968. The religious system should be preaching like this to create values. But we preach political parties, us against them. Well, the president, because he don't like abortion and he's giving us federal judges, it doesn't matter how he moves with women, he's on our side. Or, man, he's a liberal. He's going to make sure that all of us get our college funds reduced or wiped off the books, so we're with him. But he's too liberal. You need a preacher to shape the culture and shape the system, the values. To say, Biden, you need to grow up. And Trump, you need to sit down. We need to get in the center of the road. The religious system shouldn't be tied to the political system. It's different. Ezra is a priest that speaks on behalf of God. And if you read most of the prophets in the Old Testament, they weren't friends with the king. It was until King Uzziah died that Isaiah saw the Lord. Oh my God. It's the year that King Uzziah died. The king, the political system, the king died. And then Isaiah said, I saw the Lord, and he was high and lifted up. You must be over and separate from what you see in the community as it relates to politics and economics so you can speak to it. Thank you, Lord. We shape the value. We're not the value. We shape the consensus. I'm a shaper of consensus. In other words, before you talk to me, you had no value system at all. I shape it for you. This is what you need to consider from the Word of God. Now, where are you now? I shape consensus, and leaders should shape the consensus of those who are around them. In other words, they may not have a knowledge of God at all until you showed up. But after they leave your presence, they have, oh man, I didn't think about that. And you shape the consensus. Parents should shape the consensus of their kids. Not tell me, what do you feel when you're 5 as it relates to your sexual orientation? No, I shape it. Now, when you become an adult, you can decide, but I'm going to shape it while you're a child. I shape the consensus. Y'all not going to go with it? I'm preaching anyway. Politics system. The politics. The scripture in the book of Ezekiel describes politics as lions. Lions. What does lions do to their prey? They devour them and tear them apart. This is politics. The art of persuasion is to divide and conquer. And if we don't have a census of you, we don't have to acknowledge you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Justice for All, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2302-1911. That's reference number 2302-1911.
Happy 11th Bishopric Anniversary to our beloved pastor, Bishop Merton Clark. Bishop, your call to a higher form of service 11 years ago has yielded an enormous harvest in all areas of life to the community and those you serve. We thank you for your guidance and care. We love you and we celebrate with you. Trim Nation, show Bishop some love and appreciation online via our website or the Truth Reveal mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Reveal 2. Make checks payable to Truth Reveal and indicate Bishopric Anniversary on the memo line. Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey. If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, new members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started. We will observe communion and baptism next Sunday, March 5th. We will also recognize new members who have completed all orientation classes.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Was when he carried me.